Tanel Be'ezer Hashem, we learned the Pei Dal de Masechtas Yuma. Some of the topics we learn about include remedies to various illnesses which were prevalent in the time of the Gemara, such as tzafidna, a gum infection that spread to the internal organs, and bites from a rabid wild dog which was possessed by a ruach ra. The Gemara then discussed pikuach nefesh on Shabbos and showed to what extent we go to try and save a Jewish life, and in which situations we may be over isur deraisa in the process. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include called the parish, meruba parish. When the nature of an item is in doubt, it is assumed to have come from the roiv, the majority, and one may therefore consider that item to have the same halachic status as the majority of such items found in that place. This is known as called the parish, meruba parish. For instance, if a piece of meat is found lying in the street, or in the hands of a non-Jew in the street, and most of the meat in that town is kosher, one may assume that the meat is kosher. This is learned from the pasuk, Achrei Rabim Lahatus. Kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. If the doubt concerning the item in question arises while that object is kavua, still in its original place, it was not separated from other items of its kind, one may not follow the rav. Rather, the status of the item remains in doubt. This is known as kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. For instance, if a person buys meat and cannot remember whether he bought it at a kosher or non-kosher store, he may not assume that the meat is kosher, even if most of the stores in that town sell only kosher meat. Since the doubt arose in a fixed location, it is treated like an even suffix.